Hi, welcome to Sage Blue Tarot. Today is July 15th, 2021. I'm going to start the collective reading by asking, what does collective need to hear today? What does collective need to hear today? Card that just fell out is the Queen of Swords reversed. Card that fell out is the World reversed. So I'm seeing a lot of shift in ways that you see the world, a shift in perspective, maybe a readjustment of boundaries, maybe you're kind of just getting a new perspective on how to interact with this world right now, right? I kind of sense that you're not being afraid of it. You're just like, you know what? I've been down this road, right, for a while now, so why not change it up? Like, I'm kind of sensing a surrender. You're just like, you know what? Let's adjust some things. Let's maybe have some fun. Let's insert something different. Let's make something happen. Like, I'm kind of tired of the sameness, the same cycles of thought, patterns, behaviors, everything. Like, let's just kind of adjust something, right? I'm kind of sensing an importance of laughter in your life right now. I'm seeing the Ace of Swords reversed. So I'm kind of sensing that there could be this almost surrender of power to yourself. Like, you've been kind of battling yourself for some time now, and I'm just sensing that you're just kind of over it, but you're not over it in the classic way. I feel like you're injecting something different, something new into your life. The Nine of Pentacles reversed. So I'm seeing that You're kind of determined to enjoy your life. Like, I'm just sensing, like, you're just kind of like, you know what? I'm done feeling all these low frequency vibrations. And if they're going to keep happening, then all right. But I'm going to inject some joy, some fun, some laughter. I feel like you're getting in touch with the power of creation. The World reverse is kind of that, like, shaking it up. Like, you know what? I'm going to shake it up. Like, why not just, let's just shake it up. Why not? Let's just see what happens. The Nine of Swords reverse. So this is the Anxiety card. When it comes reversed, I'm sensing right now that you've kind of hit a wall with your anxiety. That's why you're like trying to shake it up. You're like, you know what? What have I got to lose? Like, let's just insert something different. Let's make something happen. Let's say yes. Let's do something. I'm sensing like this urgency of wanting to create. The Three of Pentacles reversed. I'm seeing that you may be declining some kind of offers because you realize, like, you know what? I know logically I should say yes, but emotionally and my heart is saying no. So I'm going to go ahead and just go with no, right? So I feel like a lot of yeses are becoming no's, a lot of no's are becoming yeses. A lot of reworking of boundaries, right? That Queen of Swords reversed is like about just boundaries. Like, you're just kind of adjusting, like, closer, further on this side, closer on this side, maybe moment to moment. And I'm seeing the Seven of Pentacles reversed. So I feel like you're going to be investing in yourself right now. This could be just kind of spending money on yourself in some way, maybe treating yourself, maybe investing in a course or something. You might be feeling some kind of hesitancy in what you're going to be spending it on, but I kind of sense that you kind of need to have this flow of energy, right? If it's within your means, and of course this doesn't apply to everybody, but I feel like maybe some of you that are listening have kind of been keeping your resources on a tight rein. You're just like, you know what? No, nothing moves, nothing comes in, nothing comes out. Know that money is energy. The more you flow with it, right, of course, with an orderly manner, which is right for you, sometimes you have to give to receive, right? I feel like you've been kind of not treating yourself because you think, like, you know what, I'm not worth the massage. I'm not worth the Reiki session. I'm not worth this. But I feel like right now is a good time to just invest in yourself. Maybe that is what the adjustment is about right now. I'm sensing you're going to be triumphant in this, but it is going to be very much moment to moment. So I feel like just stay tuned to the present moment and see what yeses or no's, what no's or yeses. On the back, I'm seeing the Strength reversed card. So to me, this card is about power, you know, your ability to enact change in your own life, the ability to... I'm sensing you maybe don't believe in yourself, but this is the card that's telling you, like, hey, do you have strength on your side? So even if you're unsure about your strength, doesn't make it any less. I feel like strength is only fueled by our own belief in it. So thank you to that deck. Now I'm going to pull from the Angelarium Oracle of Emanations deck. What does collective need to hear today? card that fell out is Raziel, Angel of Mysteries. And Leliel, Angel of Night. And Gevorah, Left Hand Judgment. Gevorah right away reminds me of that Queen of Swords energy. About your boundaries, right? Maybe some boundaries. I'm kind of sensing you maybe built some walls that are so high that even you can't get to yourself right now. I feel like maybe you've kind of built this really tight ship where you're like, nothing gets in, nothing gets out. There is no movement almost. I kind of sense that maybe you've been building walls, right? And boundaries are good, but that's the practice of boundaries, right? We don't just learn them and then overnight we're like, oh, I get it. Let me put these boundaries and then these boundaries stay the same for the rest of my life. No. Boundaries get adjusted according to your needs, to your desires, to your wants, to your goals, to who you are right now, moment to moment. So I'm sensing that Gevorah is here to let you know that, hey, you're supported. If you need to adjust boundaries, that's fine. Trust in yourself that you will do the best boundaries possible that are needed for you at this time. Don't feel fear in letting your guard down or doing this. Like, don't be afraid of shaking it up, right? Don't think that because you adjust your boundaries, that makes you more vulnerable, right? Gevorah's here to tell you like, hey, no, I've got you. Like, you still hold your judgment that you have worked so hard to get. Your wisdom that you've gathered does not go away whenever you choose to change something up. Raziel's here to tell you like, hey, you yourself are the ultimate mystery, right? There's no way of knowing who you really are until you allow yourself to be who you are, right? To step into your mystery, to do the things that you want to do, right? I kind of sense like your inner child is very active right now. Your inner child is trying to play, is trying to do something, it's trying to bring more joy and fun into your life, because I kind of feel like this adult mode that you've been on for some time now has kind of been so serious that that's why it's felt so heavy, right? And it makes sense, right? You're doing the best to protect yourself, but I feel like right now it's just about stepping into yourself, into a new way of being, of shifting, not being afraid of shaking things up, right? Like, you can trust yourself. Liliel, Angel of Night, is here to tell you like, hey, know that you will always be there with you. You are the star in the darkness, right? Know that even if it's dark, you will find your way. You will attract others that are like you. You will find yourself where you're meant to be, right? Remember that there is hope in darkness. Don't feel like, oh my gosh, like this is, you know what? I actually sense like you might be feeling a dark night of the soul almost. And that's kind of why it kind of feels like you're at this point where there's a breakthrough, where you've kind of hit a wall where you're like, you know what? I'm feeling so full of despair. I'm feeling so stressed out, so full of anxiety, that's why you feel the need to shake things up, right? Because you kind of sense like you can't keep going this way. And Liliel is here to tell you like, hey, yeah, don't worry though. Like, even in the dark night of the soul, like, there is hope. So maybe have some notes, have some paper pen nearby to write down any cool insights you're getting right now, any wisdom. On the back, I'm seeing Shatatiel, Angel of Silence. This card to me is about just being still, observing the silence, right? Sometimes we can overwhelm our senses by listening to music all the time, or always doing something, or always having the chatter going off in our brains. Sometimes it's good to just be still, to observe this present moment, to observe your body, right? And not observe it with the thinking mind of like, oh, I feel cold, I feel this. Like, no, just observe it and try not to have any thoughts. And even if the thoughts come up because we're human, just let them go by. Don't give them any fuel to exist and see what happens. I feel like some wisdom's gonna come from that silence. So thank you to this deck. Now I'm going to pull from the Trust Your Vibes Oracle Cards deck. What does collective need to hear today? See the solution, cloak yourself in light, and pray. So definitely spend some time in silence, just in prayer, right? Into whatever you believe in, the universe, the energy, whatever you believe in. I feel like the intention is the most important whenever we sit down in prayer, see the solution, start to kind of picture and use your imagination to see how your troubles right now could be dealt with, right? Be open-minded about how you can handle this. And I feel like whenever you spend this time in silence, that's when the insights are going to come. All of a sudden, bam, a solution, bam, a solution. And hey, it's like brainstorming, right? Maybe take some pen and paper and just start to brainstorm, right? Maybe put down a problem on paper and then draw a circle around it and then some roots coming from it. Like, okay, what can I do to help alleviate this problem? How can I provide a solution, right? And I feel like whenever you start this process, the universe listens, is listening and supports you, says like, you know what, here's a really good insight. Here's this idea. So I feel like the most important thing is just to start to be open-minded about how your problems could be resolved. This shift in perspective, how to deal with things, right? It's about being playful and open-minded in your creation. And ask for help, right? Ask your spirit team for help. Cloak yourself in light. Try to do this every day, right? But especially when you leave your home and go out into the world, literally imagine white light coming down and circulating you, just being a beautiful circle around you and having this white light energy soothing you, taking away anything that doesn't feel good and just rebalancing you, right? So whenever you are going out to engage with the world, we're always full of surprises. We don't know what's going to get, but we are also magnets. So I feel like we want to attract the best outcome, and it's our responsibility to be at the highest frequency possible, at the most balanced frequency possible, in order to attract the best solutions, to attract the best outcomes, to attract the best people, places, times, to be at the right places and times. So I feel like use this power, this ability of imagination, of visualization, to cloak yourself in light and attract the best outcomes. On the back, I'm seeing the call on your runner's card. So know that your runners are there with you. They're part of your spirit team, and they pretty much are the ones that are known for luck, right? I feel like this has to do with the white light. Surrounding yourself with your white light, and then ask for your runners for help, right? Like, okay, runners, help me find the best parking lot. Help me find the best seat at the theater. Help me find the best, ask for help, right? The best new home. Help me find the best new fill in the blank, right? Just kind of start to communicate more openly with your spirit team. Start to get more into this realm of the energy of the spiritual realm. And I feel like that way you're going to be getting more wisdom on how to engage with the physical realm in a more creative and healthy manner, in a more fun and joy filled way. So thank you to that deck, and thank you for showing up today. I will see you next time. Bye. Hi, so now we're going to go ahead and move into the distance Reiki portion of the episode. I suggest laying or sitting in a comfortable position, but that is not necessary. Just be open to receiving Reiki healing energy. I suggest setting your own intention for the Reiki, or just allowing my intention to take place, which is always for your highest good. I'm going to go ahead and take 3 deep breaths with you. Let's go ahead and inhale, hold, and exhale. Again, inhale, hold, and exhale. And inhale, hold, and exhale. I will now begin sending Reiki. Thank you. When you are ready, start to come back into your body and open your eyes. Welcome back. Thank you so much for showing up today. And I suggest drinking water since a lot of energy is moved during Reiki sessions. And I will see you in our next episode. Thank you and bye.